from the Minnesota Public Radio Archives.
You know, one Minnesota institution that's been around longer than Minnesota Public Radio is Al's Breakfast in Dinkytown. The tiny 14-seat restaurant opened in 1950 in a former alleyway near the University of Minnesota campus. In 1986, NPR reporter Dan Olson stopped by to find out why this unassuming establishment has maintained such a loyal clientele over the years. And here is what he found.
You are entering a palace dedicated to breakfast. And now you are grill side with the patriarch of pancake flipping.
14 million. Yeah, that's a figure. I mean, that's with the counting on my fingers now.
This is Al Bergstrom, the man who for 23 years dispensed the same breakfast recipe day after day, a recipe described by Ev, or Mrs. Al Bergstrom.
It has to be, I say, good management, good cook, good humor.
Good legs.
The recipe might also include the environment. The breakfast nook is narrower than a boxcar. It has less elbow room than a straitjacket. But one begins to understand how a 14-stool breakfast joint can be a source of income. Loyal customers Coleman Page and Mary Beth Stan shrink from revealing how much of their money they have handed over the counter to pay for their habit.
Well, I wouldn't be driving a 73 Chev if I hadn't eaten here as often as I had.
There are fancier places to eat breakfast, that's for sure. Why do you keep coming back here?
I like the atmosphere and the price and the jokes and...
That's the fact that she's been 86 out of every other breakfast joint in town.
And then there are the customers who have crossed the barrier. Many are students who have had it both ways, a breakfast and a part-time job. Jose Ferrasco from Bolivia.
Is there anything in Bolivia like Al's breakfast?
No, breakfast over there is very different. So this was a very different experience. And also the people, you know, I came here just because I had to talk to somebody, I know somebody, so it's a really good place to come and sit down and relax for a while.
A few of the customers have had their names immortalized as printed menu items. The Leonard is an egg concoction, sometimes served by its creator, Leonard.
It's a great deal of satisfaction, especially when people slop grease all over my name like that. It gives me a great deal of satisfaction.
Al's Breakfast is no longer in the family. It's been sold to an outside consortium, Doug, Steve, and James. Changing the name of Al's Breakfast apparently is not a priority. For a time, the breakfast joint was kept in the family, as nephew Philip Bergstrom presided at the 40-year-old front grill.
Well, it's just that they insisted in their contract that I agree to come back here and be seen in public eating this stuff once a month. And I tell you, after 10 years, it's getting a little old.
The recorded history of Al's is imperfect, to be sure, but Al recalls no fights, a rarity in a campus environment with malcontents of every stripe. The secret of the breakfast counter harmony, by some accounts, is due to the good-humored and relaxed atmosphere. Former Governor Wendell Anderson, a frequent customer.
I've been coming here since 1951.
Of course, Al, on his salary now as a downtown lawyer, he can afford to come here as opposed to when he was governor.
Yeah, and maybe pay up some of his old checks.
The good times continue at Al's Breakfast in Dinkytown next to the Minneapolis campus of the University of Minnesota, and the good times continue for Al Bergstrom, rumored to be 80 years old.
But you know how rumors go in Dinkytown. Every place around here was a rooming house. And therefore, there were lots of rumors. Will this go on?
This is Dan Olson reporting.
Hey, and you? I'll need Eggs Benedict. Okay. Large orange juice. Okay, great. Milk. And bring me order of
that's a pretty big order of breakfast there. That story from the NPR archive originally aired back in 1986. Al Bergstrom died in 2003 at the age of 97. The restaurant he founded, still going strong. New owners took over last year, and they've just added late night hours on the weekends.